As a senior quarterback at the University of Michigan, Tom Brady had to fight for playing time. Now, 5 Super Bowl championships later, Michigan radio sports commentator John U. Bacon explains how Brady went from there to being considered by many as the greatest of all time.
New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady just won a record 5th Super Bowl Sunday night. He's now being called the greatest of all time. But you would not have guessed that 25 years ago, when Brady had to fight for playing time on his high school junior varsity, a team that had not scored a touchdown all year. 3 years later, Brady was the varsity's starting quarterback. But to get attention, he had to send out his highlight tape to dozens of schools. When he earned a scholarship to Michigan, he found himself buried at 7th string. His 3rd season, it looked like he finally might get the job to himself, but had to split it with a freshman phenom named Drew Henson. During autograph day that year, before Henson had even played a down, he stood under the goalpost, signing autographs for a line of fans that stretched out to midfield. Brady, meanwhile, stood in the tunnel, with no one asking him to sign anything. When the season started, the 2 quarterbacks split time. That meant if Tom made a mistake, he'd get pulled, and it got to him, his old friend Jay Flannelly told me. During one game, the fans were booing Brady and cheering for Henson. The next year, Brady's senior season, the 2 were still splitting time, but each time Henson dug a hole for Michigan, Brady would get them out of it, leading comeback victories against Notre Dame, Penn State, Ohio State, and Alabama in the Orange Bowl. Brady did all this with no outbursts and no ego. He lived in an apartment building with a single washer and dryer in the basement. When another student had left a load of laundry in the dryer too long and went down to get it, he expected to see his clothes in a pile. Instead, he saw Tom Brady standing at the dryer, folding his T-shirts and leaving them in a neat stack. An entitled jock, he was not. Despite Brady's stellar senior season, NFL scouts thought he was still too skinny and too slow. In the 2000 draft, Brady expected to go in the 2nd or 3rd round, then watched 6 quarterbacks get picked before him. When New England finally took Brady in the 6th round, with the 199th pick overall, Brady felt humiliated. I once congratulated Patriots owner Robert Kraft for picking Brady when nobody else did. Kraft said, "Don't give us too much credit. Don't forget Antoine Harris." I said, "Who's Antoine Harris?" He said, "The guy we picked before Tom Brady." Harris started a total of 2 games in the NFL, and no, you have not heard of him either. Brady started his first season as the 4th string quarterback. He sat in the stands watching starter Drew Bledsoe. But Brady worked his way up to 2nd string. When Bledsoe went down the next year, Brady led the Patriots to their first ever Super Bowl title. Brady has since led the Patriots to 6 more Super Bowls, winning 4 of them. But Sunday's was the best. He brought the Patriots back from 25 points down to win in overtime. Along the way, he set just about every record that he had not set before. Good luck to the next guy. Now, almost everybody is calling Tom Brady the greatest of all time. He doesn't like it. But that is one problem the former backup just might have to live with.